WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, I know the heavy rains are coming later, but you have some concerns for this morning as well.
Later this morning into this afternoon, as the first bands of our next storm system move in, there could be a little bit of freezing drizzle involved in northern New Jersey. But hey, at least temperatures are not as frigid this morning compared to the past few mornings. Mostly in the 20s across the Garden State, even some 30s close to the coast and in South Jersey. Skies will be cloudy today, and we could see a spot shower or sprinkle at some point. And again, north of Interstate 78, those first few showers could freeze on contact with the cold ground, and we call that freezing rain or freezing drizzle, so just watch out for icy spots. High temperatures today ranging from the upper 30s to the north, mid-40s in central New Jersey, and near 50 in South Jersey. The steady rain will come into play tonight. Looks like we're really going to get soaked. Temperatures continue to warm through the 40s into the 50s, and then tomorrow, periods of rain that'll be heavy at times, tapering off in the afternoon. There could be a few inconsequential snowflakes at the very end of this thing. A brisk wind will cause temperatures to tumble again. 50s tomorrow morning, 30s tomorrow afternoon. It is back to the cold side for Friday. Right now, Freehold 28, Millville is 30, and West Windsor 28.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. You know, New Jersey 101.5 listeners never fail to step up and help somebody in need. And you showed it again this week after we told you about two thieves making off with $1,000 in cash and checks from a Girl Scout troop selling cookies in Woodbridge. Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning to tell us more. Patrick?
Eric, this touched our listeners' hearts and made them angry at the same time, with several merchants saying they wanted to make the situation right. Paul Freed of Made in Hoboken says whoever did this would have to be a callous son of a, you know. Isa Barisha owns GoPro Electric in Scotch Plains. He says he intends to reach out to the Troop 80062 leader. But for Mick Kless of Compliance Education Institute in Ocean Township, it's personal. He grew up in the Ford section of Woodbridge. His sister was a Brownie and Girl Scout there in the 60s, and he wants to make a donation in memory of their late mother. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are starting out in the teens and 20s. We are still below freezing just about everywhere. Cloudy skies today, chance of a shower or sprinkle, and that could lead to some freezing drizzle north of Interstate 78. Our high temperatures, big range here, upper 30s to the mid-40s to near 50 in South Jersey. And then steady rain will spread across the Garden State tonight and move into tomorrow. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, we'll have the latest on the government shutdown now in day 33 and how flying drones halted air traffic at Newark Airport. The story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Dennis and Judy.
I was having an MRI done. I was listening to you guys while I was in the machine.
Oh, that's cool. That is so cool. I know how uncomfortable that can be. Not being in the MRI, listening to our show for any prolonged period of time.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter. Weather temperatures are in the teens and 20s. We're at or below freezing just about everywhere, and although we will warm up a little bit today, it is still certainly going to feel like winter time. South Jersey may see a high temperature near 50 today, much colder up north, only the upper 30s, and as the storm system moves in, we could see a little freezing drizzle possible later today, and then a steadier rain will spread across the state tonight and into tomorrow. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. It is day 33 of the federal government shutdown. Two different votes are set in the Republican-controlled Senate with the aim to end it. One vote on Thursday will be on a bill reflecting President Trump's demand for border wall funding in exchange for temporary protections for some immigrants. A second vote will be on a measure already passed by the House to reopen the government through February 8th. It does not include money for a border wall, but gives bargainers more time to talk. Between the call-outs of TSA workers, the terrible weather, and a plane diverted for a medical emergency, it has been a wild week at Newark Airport. Yesterday, a dangerous situation was narrowly avoided.
The airport was forced to halt flights late in the afternoon after a drone was spotted hovering at more than 3,000 feet at nearby Teterboro Airport. Drones are prohibited from flying higher than 400 feet and are not allowed within 5 miles of airports.
We're hearing the air traffic control and pilots saying this happened at a critical point. One pilot said it was pretty close.
Air traffic audio shows just how close one drone came.
Missed the drone by about 30 feet off our right wing.
Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Police have made an arrest in the death of a 7-year-old boy in Newark. 36-year-old Mark Harper is the boyfriend of the boy's mother. Police called the boy's death sudden and suspicious after getting a call to his home. The boy was sick. Prosecutors are not releasing any other information this morning. As Jersey leaders continue to work on a plan to make pot legal, lawmakers in New York are doing the same thing. Some worry if they beat us to it, many will wind up going into the Big Apple to get their stash, and that could threaten Jersey's marijuana businesses and future tax revenue before we even get into the game.
Scott Rutter of the Jersey Canna Business Association believes Garden State marijuana smokers will stick close to home once the stuff is available locally, even if New York starts selling legal weed first.
We're going to go down to the dispensary that's closest to us, that's most competitive. We're not going to want to spend $20, $30, $40 just to go to New York City and spend the hour or two getting there and back.
There is frustration, but I'm encouraged, says Rutter. We're very close to getting across the legal cannabis finish line in the Garden State. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The New Jersey teacher killed in a parkway crash on Sunday was on the way to care for her father, who had just gotten home after surgery. Jessica Munoz lost control of her car near exit 157 as rain soaked the highway. She died instantly when she hit a concrete barrier. Her father, Alberto, didn't learn of his daughter's death until after he got home. His son delivered the news. Munoz was a beloved teacher who worked with special needs students in Union County. Despite last-minute opposition to the cost, a massive $147 million bond issue was approved for the Toms River Regional School District last night. Only about 17% of registered voters turned out and gave overwhelming approval to fund repairs for 18 school buildings in Toms River, Pine Beach, South Toms River, and Beechwood. State lawmakers have advanced a package of 14 bills aimed at solving a stubborn problem on the rise. New Jersey has one of the nation's highest rates of maternal mortality.
The United Health Foundation says maternal mortality in New Jersey in 2018 had increased 2% over the previous 2 years to 38.1 deaths per 100,000 live births. That ranks 45th among the states. Assemblyman Herb Conaway says the statistics are deplorable.
Hopefully, in due course, we will turn the tide on these tragic numbers that leave far too many ill, far too many dead.
Among black women, New Jersey's maternal mortality rate was the highest in the nation at 102.3 deaths per 100,000 live births. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This Valentine's season, we'll be missing one of the most iconic holiday candies. Those sweethearts, heart-shaped candies with things like "Be Mine" written on them, will not be available. They won't be made. The company that made them shut down last summer. And although the name has been purchased by another company, they will not be making the Conversation candies this year. They are hoping to try again next year. Time out of New Jersey's First News, approaching 5:12 on this Wednesday morning, and we do have some heavy rains that are going to be on the way and some problems maybe with some freezing rain or drizzle in North Jersey later this morning and into the afternoon. What happens after that? Dan has an extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. And although it will warm up, I guess it's going to get wet.
That's right. We're going to get soaked, in fact, tonight into tomorrow morning, an inch or two of rain on the way. And there are a couple of concerns with this storm system, although accumulating snow is not one of them. It is cold this morning, but not quite as frigid as the past couple of mornings. Temperatures mostly in the 20s. Couple of spots in North and South Jersey actually above the freezing mark this morning. Clouds are going to win the sky, and there could be a shower or sprinkle at any point in time today. And here comes concern number one. Since the ground is so cold, and since temperatures will still be on the chilly side in North Jersey, a little bit of freezing drizzle will be possible as things move in. This is going to be exclusively north of Interstate 78, so the northern third of New Jersey. It just doesn't take a lot of freezing drizzle to create an icy situation, so it's just something we should be aware of. I'm seeing freezing rain accumulation on the order of 0.02 of an inch or so, so it's really not much, and for most of us, we're just going to see rain. High temperatures today range from the upper 30s in North Jersey, mid-40s Central Jersey, near 50 in South Jersey, and thermometers will continue to rise tonight. So as our rain moves in, it is just going to be rain, but could be heavy at times through tomorrow morning, even through midday tomorrow, before tapering off in the afternoon. flooding is possible. We do have flood watches posted for most of the state. Again, 2 inches of rain, that's pretty healthy. There could also be a few snowflakes at the very end of this thing tomorrow afternoon as temperatures start to tumble once again. Even though we'll be in the 50s tomorrow morning, things will drop to the 30s by tomorrow afternoon, thanks to the return of a brisk wind. So by Friday, it is back to the cold side of the world. Mostly sunny, maybe a quick snow shower somewhere, highs in the mid to upper 30s. And then the weekend, for the first time in a long time, it looks quiet. Chilly on Saturday, only around 30 degrees. Sunday, improving to the 40s. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, New Jersey has stepped up in a really big way after a thief stole money from Girl Scouts in Woodbridge. Flying drones halted air traffic at Newark Airport. It's now the subject of a federal investigation. In sports, Mariano Rivera, the first player unanimously elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Another Yankee, Mike Mussina, makes it, as does the late Phillies pitcher Roy Halladay and Seattle DH Edgar Martinez. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
Jersey Radio.
That's why I love you, because you always have common sense.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. It's quiet, it's chilly, but not nearly as cold as the past couple of mornings. Temperatures mostly in the 20s as we start the day, and we'll generally see 40s across most of the state later on. Maybe a shower or sprinkle at some point, even a little bit of freezing drizzle in North Jersey. You will need the umbrella tonight into tomorrow with heavier rain on the way. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on this Wednesday morning in the Great Garden State. And as we meet the midweek point of the week, we are looking at a bit of a warm-up, though temperatures are still below freezing now. We will get up into the 30s and 40s today. South Jersey could even see close to 50, but heavy rains are going to move in later tonight and be with us at this time tomorrow morning, which could complicate the morning commute. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. In response to Governor Murphy's desire to constantly brine our roads and highways before any possible winter weather, environmentalists are warning again there are consequences.
Jeff Tittle of the New Jersey Sierra Club says too much brine and salt winds up in Jersey's water supply. Also,
when it gets into the pipes, the acids and the salts actually corrode the pipe and pull the lead out from the lead-lined pipes.
Tittle says the governor is overreacting to the November storm that found roads untreated and traffic backed up.
If you brine on us and it rains, you're just whitewashing it into the environment and into us and wasting money.
The DOT was unavailable for reaction to Tittle's comments. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. A lawsuit claims United Airlines failed to take appropriate action when a 16-year-old girl called for help after she was sexually assaulted on a flight from Seattle to Newark. The lawsuit claims flight staff only moved the teen a few rows ahead and allowed the man to walk off the flight. Eventually, the girl's groper was arrested and received a 90-day sentence after pleading guilty to the assault. United says they cooperated with a criminal investigation and let the victim change seats. With a replacement for Newark Airport's Terminal A underway and the prospect on the books of extending PATH service to Newark, Governor Murphy says now is the time for the Port Authority to replace the AirTrain monorail, which is nearing the end of its lifespan.
Governor Phil Murphy says it would cost $400 million to keep the AirTrain running for another decade, or $2.1 billion to build a new one, which would include private funding.
So, simple thought is, let's not waste money keeping it on life support. Let's invest in a modern and reliable AirTrain.
Port Authority Executive Director Rick Cotton says the AirTrain is beyond its design life and that the agency has a long way to go in meeting its goal for making its three airports global leaders.
We have to rebuild our legacy infrastructure. We need new facilities, new terminals, new everything.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:25. Temperatures this morning starting out below freezing in the teens and 20s. We will go up into the 50s in parts of South Jersey. Most of the rest of the state will see 40s today, but we do have some heavy rains that are on the way. Then a flash flood watch will be in effect for parts of the Garden State. Dan will detail everything you need to know about this rain and how long it's going to last and how much we're going to get coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30. Many thanks to New Jersey 101.5 listeners who really stepped in a big way to help the Girl Scouts after a brazen robbery. We'll have more on that coming up on the half hour and business news next.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zero.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
Time about New Jersey's first news, 5:28. As we update business news, Asian markets in subdued trading today as Japan reports weak export data. The Dow dropped 1.2% yesterday and will open at 24,404. Investors return from a holiday to lower global growth estimates. New Jersey's first news is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Sergio Bichal is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.